Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Tracy's Dog Automatic Male Masturbator Adult Sex Toys for Men with 5 thrusting rotating vibration modes, hands-free electronic male stroker with infinite speed regulation, LCD display and suction base from Tracy's Dog. So this is a really cool toy, has a lot of features going into it. I have this weird sense of deja vu, like I reviewed this toy before, but I can't find it. So I don't know if it came to me in a dream or what. I review a lot of toys though. Anyway, what this is it's a typical two-stage kind of inner chamber, you know, spinning robot pussy. So there's two kinds of spinning robot pussies. There's one where the spinning inner part of the toy comes out of the toy, and there's one where it all happens inside the toy. And usually, like I'll just show you, there's a second part. I call this the kind of the endpoint insert, the tip insert, the whatever. So you have this outer insert. This is where your crotch pushes against. So your dick goes through here into the inner part of the toy, and the inner part is what spins and thrusts. And so what this allows you to do is you can just kind of push this against your dick and it does all the work. The toys where the spinning part comes out, you kind of have to hold it in place or whatever. So these are a type of toy. Now, usually what happens is, and the reason why I'm bringing all this up is it's important. Usually what happens is this part, this insert does nothing. This is basically just a cushion. And the problem is, you know, you're pushing this against your dick. Your dick is in the toy. This part of the toy does nothing. It's just a squishy little insert, and only the kind of the upper two-thirds of your dick are actually getting any action, and that's usually a negative, but they found a way to fix that. So with this toy particularly, notice this wire. Now what's cool is you can remove this thing, and the wire is connected through these electrodes. It goes down here. There's a bolt vibrator in the insert right here. So you will feel something in the base of your penis as you push this against you. There is a bolt vibrator inside of this. Now, these wires connect right there. So right there is where the wires connect. And what this allows you to do, this allows you to remove this part. So you could take the, what I call the cage. This is the thing that spins and rotates on your dick. You want to take this out to clean it. But you don't want it to be like a giant pain in the butt. Because this comes out in one piece, you don't have to worry about taking this apart, which is really cool. But you take this out, clean it, wash your cum out, and then you just snap it back into place, put the other thing back on. You can even use the wires. You can use the little wire thing to make sure you connect it, and there you go. Cool, huh? All right. It even comes with a suction cup mount, and that screws in right here. This is where the power recharger cord plugs in. This is where the suction cup mount screws in. So you can put this on something, the suction cup will hold it in place. You basically just push this against your crotch. You don't have to hold it. So you can have this pushed against your crotch. Inside the toy is going to do all the work. And that's all this toy does. And what's kind of innovative about this, it's very easy to clean, and there's a bolt vibrator in this secondary insert that's kind of pushed up against your dick. So you're getting some action as you push your dick into this. So let me show how it works. For some reason, now the Tracy's Dog logo, which kind of looks like a penis for obvious reasons, is the power button. I would have just gone with a normal power button, but they wanted to brand it like it says Tracy's Dog right here. It's whatever. So I'm gonna turn it on. All right. So notice there's a battery indicator. It's green and there's a number. Oh wait, maybe you can't see it. Okay, there you go. Here we go. All right, so you can see the battery indicator. It tells you how much juice you have left. It has a number. You can turn this dial, and you can see the little white things fill up the circle. And what this does is increases, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, the light is washing it out. Okay, there you go. So you can see the little ticks indicate speed and direction. So if I spin this the opposite way, the ticks go down and it gets slower. But if I keep spinning, it starts to go the opposite direction. Can you see that? So this can spin either to the left or to the right, and it can spin at a low, medium, and high speed. And you can control this with this dial, which is pretty cool. That's what the dial does. If you want to go through different modes, you could click the different numbers. So the numbers are the different modes. So this one, it goes left, it goes right, it goes left, it goes right. Now the entire time, the bolt vibrator is vibrating inside of this tip insert. So this is vibrating as this is thrusting. And you have the different patterns. The patterns are really nothing to write home about. But I don't know, you might be able to hear the vibrator. The vibrator's also vibrating at, I mean the vibrator in this. It's vibrating at a different, like, frequency. It's either getting different patterns. So these patterns are linked. Anyway, so the point is, you could switch from one of the preset modes back to manual by just spinning the dial. And that's about it. And then when you're done, you turn it off. Everything turns off. You take this out, clean out the cum, rinse it out, put it back together. Easy peasy. All right. So this toy is great. I really enjoy the, for what it is. It's not the greatest toy that ever existed, because these sorts of hands-free device toys are good or not depending on what you're looking for. If you want a good hands-free toy that you just put your dick in and just, either maybe you're playing a hentai game or you're doing something in VR and you want your hands free, these toys are great for that sort of thing, because you just put your dick in it and you don't have to worry about it. I do like the manual control. It's easy to clean. One thing I brought up with similar toys, if I take this off, you can see down. Now, it's mostly shielded, but there's still... You could tell that there's still ways for your cum or juices to get down into the mechanisms. The problem with these two-stage toys is, you're putting your dick in these toys. There's lube. There's all kinds of juices. The juices are going to get down into this. And it really would be better if this had some kind of a gasket, like a rubber gasket, to keep any jizz or lube from going down into the mechanism. It's mostly shielded, but as you can see, it's not totally shielded. So cum and lube is going to get down there, which is unfortunate. So, just put something down there so that, it doesn't, you don't make a mess. You don't want it, the other thing is, all right. When you come in a toy like this, when you pull your dick out and start cleaning up, you want to be able to rest this up. And this rests up. Some toys have like a rounded bottom for some reason, so they don't rest in this position, which is dumb. So yes, so you come in it, you put it in here, you put your pants back on, clean up, then you take the insert out, rinse it out, put it together, you're good to go. So honestly, this is a great design. I really like it. The buttons are a little bit confusing. The plus and minus are different modes. The dial is manual, and then there's the Tracy's dog penis button, which is the power button. In my opinion, you shouldn't brand the power button, because people are going to be like, where's the power button? Is it this? Is it this? What's this penis button do? I understand you want to put your little brand on this, but the power button's kind of important. Maybe like you have it, say right here, Tracy's dog. Just leave it at that. You don't need to put your logo on the power button. Other than that, this is a good toy. Now, the problem with these sorts of toys in general is the speed and power of the motor. This toy is less than $100. So let's give this a little test. All right, we're going to turn this up all the way to full speed. And we're going to use our curious little squid friend to demonstrate jamming this toy, to see how easy or difficult it is to jam this toy, to demonstrate when you use it. All right, so we're gonna stick our little curious little octopus friend in here. All right, and we're just gonna stick him in there. Oh, okay. So it's not stopping. I'm pushing really hard too. You can see so it's not stopping. I'm not jamming it, which is good. This is a good test. Yeah. Nice. Very, very good. I'm very impressed. Usually, when you jam something in a toy like this, it causes the motor to overload and the toy shuts down. But I'm gonna try to break this. Alright, I'm pushing this as far as I can. And you can see it's struggling, but it's not shutting down. Oh, did I stop it? Oh, no, there it goes. All right, look. Okay, there we go. Very impressive. All right, so based on my little squid tentacle test, I think this actually is a pretty strong motor. I mean, it obviously will slow down if you jam your cock all the way in it, but this should work. I didn't have any problems with it personally, but I just wanted to give it a stress test. Again, the only problem I really have with this is the way this can get ruined if fluids get down there. I'd like a waterproof gasket, which shouldn't be too expensive, but very few companies actually invest in that sort of thing. Other than that, no problems. Now, the insert can be taken out of here, but you know, you should be able to rinse it out without having to remove it from the cage. Just fill it up like a cup and then dump it until it's clean. No problem. All right, so that is about all I have to say. I do have a coupon code. Now, right now, this toy is less than $100. Hold on, let me get all this put back together. So this toy is less than $100, which is a very good price for a hands-free toy like this, especially one which has this vibrator in the insert, like the tip insert, which you very rarely see. I think I've only seen one other toy that has a bullet vibrator built in here, because usually nothing's going on here. All the action's happening over here. So having some action happen here is really cool. For less than $100, pretty good deal. I do have a coupon code as well. So go, you know, check out the website, check out the coupon code if this interests you. Right now, this is already 10% off. All right, so you can save 30% with my coupon code, which is actually a lot more than usual. So Tracy's Dog is being very generous with the coupon code for this toy. So it's already under $100. You'll save 30%, which is more than a quarter. That's a lot. So this is a very good deal on a toy like this. But this isn't the greatest toy you're ever going to use. This toy has a very specific function. If you're looking for a hands-free toy, then get this. If you're not looking for a hands-free toy, if you want something that you can actively have sex with, this isn't the best toy for that sort of thing. This is more for when you want to put your dick in something and keep your hands free to play a hentai game or a visual novel or something like that. So keep in mind what this toy is and what it's for, but this is a very good deal on a high quality toy within this kind of genre of sex toy. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Tracy's Dog, for sending me this toy. 30% off coupon code. Don't forget about it. Check out the whole website. Check out all their products. Tracy's Dog makes good stuff. Anyway, thank you for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.